July 20th, 1969. Quite a moment in the history of the world. That is when Apollo 11 landed on the moon, putting the first humans on the moon, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin, the first two people to ever walk on the lunar surface.
And joining us now live is Buzz Aldrin to talk about the mission and the future of space flight. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure. I'm parked on the street waiting some other things in New York City, but I'm happy to talk to you.
45 years goes by pretty quickly, doesn't it? But I couldn't believe that that day and the lead up to the mission is not still clear in your mind.
Well, it is a long time, and yet it's not a long time. We've come a long way, and yet we've not come a long way. A lot of people would have thought we'd be a bit further along. Right now, we're in a rather pause of our own doing, sort of. But we're hoping that we're going to be able to turn that around and have an inspiring mission for the future. And I'm trying to work with the leaders of our country and the leaders of NASA in the direction that I know a lot of people would like to see, and that is for the United States to reacquire that position of being leaders in the world.
Mr. Aldrin,
not really, right now, leaders at all.
Why do you think that that is the case? Why do you think that America has not maintained its dominance in space like it was back in the 60s and 70s?
A lot of external events, but a lot of lackadaisical concern by the American people for funding adequately what they would like to see happen in space. And of course, we need to keep them informed of what is possible. Short-term objectives, whether it's a corporate competitive greed, which is okay for normal cases, but when you really are trying to put somebody out of business, that's not too healthy. And political short-term objectives to help get reelected, that is very catastrophic on our space program.
Well, let's talk about the fact that there has been a sort of a filling of the vacuum by some commercial space entities who are trying to get into space through capitalism. Do you like that trend? People like Elon Musk, who are trying to further the space program through private means. Are you in favor of that?
Well, he's an individual with a new company. I wouldn't say he's commercially doing things. He's supplying rockets and contracts to deliver goods to the space station, but that is similar to other people. So I really wouldn't put him in the category of commercial. There's some suborbital objectives of different groups of people, and then there are three commercial companies that are subsidized by the government to deliver cargo and crew to the space station. So I'd put them in the category of being commercial, at least NASA puts them in that category. But Elon Musk really isn't doing things for a commercial activity that you'd call a commercial return on investment. He's successfully launching rockets and spacecraft under contract to, again, deliver cargo and crew to the space station.
All right, Mr. Aldrin, thank you so much for your time today. Edwin Buzz Aldrin, pilot for the Apollo 11 mission and the second person to walk on the moon back on July 20th, 1969.
What an honor to have him here on WTOP. WTOP News Time 337.